Well, good evening, everybody. It is 6 o'clock California time, 9 o'clock East Coast time, and I'm here without my good buddy Joel Calandrillo, who is attending a funeral for his grandfather in Brooklyn. So we can all send him our goodwills, love, and prayers, and he'll be back with us next Wednesday. And I do want to remind everyone that next Wednesday is the fifth Wednesday of the month, so we will once again be doing the call. And in fact, next week we're going to feature and talk about stress and how to handle it both nutritionally and physically, because I'm getting many, many, many calls for people who are dealing with all sorts of health problems that are all related to stress. So we're really gonna hopefully give you guys some good, interesting information. My wife Nora is with us tonight. Hi, Nora.
Hello.
And Nora usually has some words of wisdom to add once in a while, so we're going to hopefully help that her words of wisdom show up tonight. And so anyhow, the format for tonight is first thing I want to do is I do want to remind everyone that's on the call that the purpose of this call is to really provide sound health information rather than just being a sales pitch. We really want to try and give you information that you can use for yourself and that you can also share with other people. Because one of the really special things about Purium Health is, as I've said before and I will continue to say, is we are a line of products that are primarily whole food, that are produced without binders, fillers, excipients, or any additives of any kind. You will not find plastics. You will not find hydrogenated vegetable oils. You won't find certain petrochemicals that are a part of the nutrition and supplement and pharmaceutical industry. We are allowed by the FDA to use all sorts of junk that you personally would not want to give to a dead dog. And in fact, we are allowed by law, according to the FDA, we can use less than 2% of these things. We don't even have to show it on the label, which is, to me, really offensive. So we at Purium give you our sworn guarantee that we do not use any binders, fillers, excipients, or any type of toxic material that simply would enable us to make the product easier and cheaper. That's not our goal. Our goal is to bring high quality at an affordable price. And thanks to Dave and Amy, who are the co-owners of Purium Health, they strongly believe in that adage that, you know, people should have a right to have pure food and they should be able to afford it. And so that's really what sets us completely apart from everyone else out there that's a networking, marketing, MLM type of operation. There are good products out there from other companies, but they're outrageously expensive, and they're all designed to get people, a few people get wealthy, and a whole bunch of people pay into it. In PHP, we're exactly the opposite of that. Everyone gets a fair price, and if you want to share this with a bunch of people, you can make some money, and if you want to share it with a lot of people, you can make a lot of money. So that's really the goal. No one loses in PHP. Everyone wins, which is really nice. And the other thing I think that is incredibly unique is, as I said, I'm Michael Wolfeld. I'm the naturopath, the staff naturopath with Purium Health, and I have been with Dave and Amy for over 12 years now, and I'm with the company basically for the reasons I just mentioned. And it should be stated very, very proudly by all of us, them, me, and you guys who are out there in the field, that as far as I know, we are the only networking company that offers a naturopath on the staff who is available for personal consultations to help people understand health issues and how to use products and so on and so forth. And as far as I know, there's no other company that offers that on an ongoing basis. So that's really quite unique. First of all, because the Monday Morning Health Minute featured JointFlex, I just wanted to say a word about it. JointFlex, in my book, is probably the most phenomenal product that we have in the PHP line because it contains greenlit muscle and it contains velvet antler. And this has helped me for years and years. I mean, it's incredible. And the reason why those two ingredients, along with the herbs that are included in there, are so phenomenal is that mucopolysaccharides are found in the greenlit muscle and in velvet antler. The word mucopolysaccharide signifies that it is from a non-vegetarian source. In other words, it's from the animal species. Now, obviously, velvet antler is from the antler that falls off a particular deer. You know, it gets harvested. I mean, the deer is not killed. And the greenlit muscle is like, you know, mussels on the half shell that you get at a seafood restaurant, except these are grown in pristine waters in New Zealand, and they are incredibly nutritious, and it's close to the borderline between the animal and vegetable world. So even people that are vegetarians, which I primarily are, I use the greenlit mussel, and I, you know, don't have a problem doing it because it helps so much. The reason why these ingredients help people so much is that when we are born, our bodies contain about 90-some-odd% mucopolysaccharide. And the mucopolysaccharide in the body is what allows that fetus going from two cells that get united at the time of conception to somewhere between, 5 to 9 pounds after 9 months. That kind of incredible growth rate is basically totally caused by the mucopolysaccharide. That's what causes division. That's what causes cellular growth and so on and so forth. Now, our bodies, warm-blooded animals, stop producing mucopolysaccharides after around the age of, 10 or 12, and it starts going down. And so the reality is that that's why we, as we get older, get wrinkles. That's why our joints start to hurt. That's why, we don't have the zip that we had. But cold-blooded critters like sharks, like fish, they produce mucopolysaccharides their entire life. So that means that you never see a shark with wrinkles. And the same with the greenlit mussel. Greenlit mussels, no matter how young or old they are, always look about the same. They just get bigger. So that's one of the real advantages. So when you're using these products that are very clean and very pure, you are getting the mucopolysaccharide content that allows your body to actually regenerate and regrow when there's been injury and damage. This is why it's so phenomenal for joints, especially because it can actually help repair and rebuild the material, the synovial fluid, and even when people have bone on bone, sometimes they see some improvement. And so it really, it doesn't cure anything. What it's simply doing is it's just simply providing a food that is similar in nature to the kind of nutrient that the body had when it was created. And so that's the secret of it. A good friend of mine who actually owns the company called Aquaculture, where we get our greenlit mussel from, in New Zealand, he's in his 80s now, and his skin looks absolutely amazing. He has skin that looks like it's 40, and he's been using this for a good probably 40 years or so. So it's quite amazing. So not only will it help your joints, but it definitely helps the skin. So that's the first thing I wanted to just go over since we did feature it in the Monday Morning Health Minute. The next thing I want to mention that is really, I think, totally unique about Purium Health is that we are one of the few companies that feature kamut. Kamut is a variety of wheat, and it's the only variety of wheat that has never been altered. In other words, it's a true heirloom variety. which means that it is intact as it was created by Mother Nature. And the reason why that's so special is that you get an amino acid profile from Kamut that is more clear, more complete than you find in the other grains that have been, you know, altered and changed. And, you know, I'm not talking about genetic engineering. I'm just talking about when, you know, hybrid varieties are created. And so Kamut is a pure heirloom grain that stories, you know, say was rediscovered from a tomb in Egypt. And it's widely cultivated now in the United States, especially throughout Montana and the Dakotas. And in fact, a friend of ours, I just saw him at a trade show, Bob Quinn, who is part of the International Kamut Association from Montana. You know, he'll just go on forever and ever talking about why Kamut is just so amazing. And so we are one of the few people that with our Kamut blend, you're not just getting wheatgrass juice, you're getting Kamut grass, and of course you're also getting some alfalfa and some oat grass, but the Kamut is the prime ingredient there. And like I said, it is completely unique from all of the wheat varieties, and even people that tend to have wheat allergies can often use even the Kamut grain. Now, using the Kamut cereal grass is no problem for anybody because there's no grain or gluten in it. And that's another thing that's an important point to keep in mind is that the cereal grasses, Kamut, alfalfa, oat, barley, that we grow and we use, and they're all vacuum dried at you know, about 80 degrees or so, and so they're enzyme active. Because they're the young cereal grass, they are completely gluten free, and that's really unique. And so I think that that's very, very important. Because so many people ask about, you know, if I have celiac, if I have a gluten intolerance, you know, can I use these products? And almost invariably, people can use these cereal grasses. There are some people who have problems, but, you know, I'm not convinced that in some cases it may be more of a, you know, a mental connection just because the fear is there. And that, you know, that can shut down the digestive system quicker than anything else. But so just keep in mind that when you start telling people about, you know, our Kamut blend, you have something very special to share with people that they're just not getting in most other of the green type products. And we all need green vegetables. That is crucial. Green vegetables are the key to long life because they provide so many vitamins, so many minerals, simple, lightweight proteins. And I say 3 servings of any of them a day is probably your best multiple vitamin that you could find. Maybe add a little extra one of our vitamin C products. But it really is that complete in terms of the nutritional profile. And, of course, it's grown in rich organic soil, which means that you're getting a high-quality product. Of course, the soil that something is grown in is crucial because if you're growing in sandy soil without many minerals and without much support, then you're not going to have a very strong plant. And likewise, or otherwise, I should say, when you're using fields that are rich in organic topsoil and volcanic ash, which is what we're using, it is found that that's why it's so easy to have organic grown there, because when a plant is healthy and strong and is growing in good soil, it has its natural ability to keep predators away. And so you don't have to start spraying. And this is why we are basically, as a nation, you know, we have destroyed countless acres of rich farmland because we've just killed it by overusing it, by not rotating, and by pumping too many chemicals into it. And so you're in good hands with PHP when it comes to the cereal grass juices and everything else, actually. So I think that's a real important thing to say. Nora, do you want to say anything about cereal grasses or the value that you think they have?
Oh, well, of course, they have the wonderful characteristic of being able to offer both of the requirements that naturopaths say are necessary for staying healthy and overcoming disease also. And those two requirements are the cleanse and the rebuild. The cereal grasses are full of chlorophyll, which is very cleansing, and they also offer the nutrients the body needs to cleanse itself.
And, of course, alkalinity.
The liver needs a lot of nutrients for cleansing and alkalinity. And they also very much support the metabolic machinery of the body, which is responsible for converting the food we eat into both energy and the building blocks for building our bodies. So they're a great way, something great to have every day. We have them every morning. And provide a basis for, you know, good nutrition all around.
Well, I think that's, and it is so inexpensive, which is really quite amazing. You know, you can go into anywhere from drugstores to, you know, fancy natural product stores and find all sorts of green blends that have anywhere from, you know, 35 to 55 or 60 ingredients, which, you know, who knows how there's not enough of any of those to do anything. And you're looking at fancy labels and pretty pictures. But number one, you're looking at anywhere from $1.50 to $2 a serving. And also, the other thing that's interesting, and I forgot to mention this before, when you look at our Kamut blend and our barley juice, you are actually getting what's a 33-to-1 ratio. In other words, equivalent of 33 ounces of the juice is turned into 1 ounce of what you end up with. That's after you take the water and the fiber out. And you'll find in a lot of the other products that are on the market that they're not using an extract. They're using the whole leaf, which is fine in some ways if you're looking for a broom. Because it will, it helps the colon, but there's also, we have great fiber products that do that. But with the cereal grasses, what you want is you want the nutrition from the cereal grass, and there's no better way to get it than the juice. And this is why cows, with all their stomachs, they don't digest the fiber. What they do is they chew their cud, and they keep chewing and keep chewing, which extracts all of the juice and nutrients from the grass they're chewing. And then they end up passing the bulk grass through their digestive system, and that's why cow manure, if the cow has only eaten grass, their manure is actually quite sweet smelling and not noxious at all. But when you start feeding cows corn and soybeans and stuff that their bodies were not designed to eat, their waste does not smell too good. I think that's an interesting point. So I hope that gives you some good information. Now, last thing I want to discuss, which is the main topic tonight, is I get a lot of people who ask about fasting. And, of course, you know, we have done a lot to promote the anabolic fast and the value of fasting. Now, first of all, I guess what we need to cover about fasting is there is no one-size fits everybody. It doesn't work that way. And everyone is unique, especially when it comes to fasting. Now, there are many, many ways to fast, and there's many reasons why people do fast. Historically, people fasted for spiritual reasons. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. There's a quote in the Bible that says, you know, man will not live by bread alone. Okay, so in other words, there's evidence that food is secondary to our body's ability to function and stay alive. And obviously, most of us need it, okay? But that's not what's keeping us alive. What's keeping us alive is energy that we derive from, you know, the natural order of things. And you can prove this because if someone were to drop dead in front of you and you start pumping the best food and water and pure oxygen into their body, it's not likely they're going to come back to life. So something else is missing. And what is missing is their life force. Now, you know, you can look at it from a spiritual standpoint, or you can look at it from just from an energy standpoint. But the reality is there is a measurable quantity of a form of energy that is in our body that can actually be weighed. And science has done this with people who have passed away. It has weight, 6 to 7 ounces was determined by Russians. So in any event, that's what actually is the prime mode of our life. That's what keeps us going. And the food we consume is secondary to that. And likewise, there's no doubt about the fact that, that's what we need. You look at an automobile runs on combustion. The combustion is what causes the motor to produce horsepower that then turns the wheels. But you can't put power in a gas tank. You put the condensed power, you put the latent power, which is gasoline or diesel fuel, whatever it may be, you put that in the gas tank. Well, that's how it works with our human body. We are simply putting fuel into our gas tank, but it's the energy, the spark that we have that actually turns that fuel into usable energy. So that's how it works. Okay. Now, most of us spend anywhere from 6 to 8 hours every day lying down, sleeping. Sometimes we dream, sometimes we have a deep sleep and don't have any dreams. And what we're really doing there is we're resting our physical body. Okay, I think everyone knows that we're resting our mind. It's actually like rebooting the computer. Try going for several days without sleeping and you start to feel crazy. Okay, so the brain needs the rest and to be able to reboot itself just as much as your body needs to be in a restful place. Okay. Well, the one part of our body that often doesn't get rested are our digestive organs. Our stomach, our pancreas, our liver, our colon, our small intestine, and our colon. And so this is one of the physical benefits of doing a fast. So the question is, well, how long do I fast? Okay, first of all, let's talk about the different kinds of fast that there are. We should be really specific about this. When we talk about what we have labeled the anabolic fast, it's actually not a fast. It's what's called a limited diet, okay, limited food intake. That would be a more accurate way of saying it. But, we call it a fast, and that's fine, okay? But, I just want to be clear that there are differences in what we can do, okay? And the anabolic diet, or fast, as you might want to call it, is very helpful for people who are trying to lose weight, who are trying to get a simpler regime going. And one of the values of the anabolic fast is all of the foods that you are consuming for the period that you're doing it. And some people do it for a few days. Some people have done it for a month. Okay, whatever. That has to be an individual thing to see how it works for you. But the nice thing about it is all of the products that are used in the anabolic fast are basically in what's called a pre-digested form. So in other words, your body doesn't have to do a lot of work to derive the nutrients that are in those products. That's one of the values of that type of program, which means that you can go on that for whatever length of time is comfortable for you, and your body will be satiated with enough nutrients that you can pretty much go about what you normally do. Now, if you do a lot of physical work, I wouldn't recommend that. That's not really how it was designed. But you can still function on a fairly regular basis with day-to-day types of business. Now, if you're really looking for a thorough fast and cleansing opportunity, then that's a little bit different, because what we're talking about then is severely limiting what we take in. And in most cases, you want to limit protein and you want to limit fats. So in other words, you want to not make your body process anything other than what it actually has to do. Now, a lot of people have tried water fasts. Water fasts usually do not work for too many people for one reason only, and that is, in order to fast, your body does have to have nutrients in the cells. So it means that before you attempt to do a fast, you need to have eaten really high quality food and superfood products and things like that before you try and go on a fast of maybe diluted orange juice or maybe just using barley juice or something like that. And, you know, people have done that for, you know, 1 day up to 3 days. Most people can handle 1 to 3 days of that type of fast if they're in decent health and if they have a good diet most of the time. In other words, if they, you know, they only go off the wagon once in a while and, you know, be at a party or cheat. But if their typical diet is healthy, lots of raw fruits and vegetables, whole grains, superfoods, you know, like from PHP, then there's no reason someone can't do that kind of fast from 1 to 3 days. Now, one of the questions that has come up several times for me that's very important to address, because I think a lot of people, more people are probably thinking about this who don't call, but I think it's important to really go over this. Several young people have called me in the last few months, and they want to go on a fast or the anabolic fast, you know, limited diet, because they are trying to correct an eating disorder. Some of them have, you know, are anorexic, or, you know, are they just don't eat, or they have bulimia. And the reality is you cannot use any type of diet or fasting to correct an imbalance that basically has mental and emotional roots. You have to address that first. And while you're addressing that, it is crucial that you keep your body flooded with good superfood nutrients. And in fact, people who tend to have a lot of craving and do binging, you know, whether they eat 2 bags of chocolate chip cookies at a time or a half a gallon of ice cream, whatever, a lot of those people can completely change that habit by flooding their bodies with powerful nutrients, like, you know, working up to do 2 or 3 servings of Power Shake a day, barley, you know, like the Master Aminos, because oftentimes binging and eating disorders are rooted in malnutrition and starvation. In other words, the body is craving real food, and so this gets out of hand, and it becomes an obsession, and we just don't feed the body the nutrients it really needs. So do you have anything to add with that, Nora, about helping people understand that, you know, there's two different things going on between that you cannot correct an eating disorder by starting to fast?
Well, you know, I have no background in this, although I would say that the body and mind are so closely connected that what we eat is going to affect how we think. And by cleaning up your, it would be important if you don't fast. I would have to disagree with you a little bit here, Michael, which would be just to say that a lot of people through a fast have made a great deal of get in touch with their inner self better.
Oh, right, but you
yeah.
got to be properly nourished in order
right.
to do that. If you've been eating ice cream and cookies for a month, you're not going to be doing well just by trying to fast on, you know,
yeah.
barley juice.
Well, and two, that's not a serious psychological disorder, which you're talking about
right.
with an eating disorder. But yes, for somebody who's not eating good food, they need to start eating good, eliminate the processed foods, and by purifying their diet, they are going to purify their minds also, as long as they aren't hanging on mentally to things that they shouldn't be. In other words, they need to rest. They need not to be watching TV all the time, listening to the wrong kinds of news, participating in any kind of negativity like gossiping or anger, fear, all of those things they need to let go of during this period when they're trying to change their physical self. They need to change, you know, the mental stresses also.
Well, I think that's very good. And I think the main thing that we can help people with is this idea that no matter what situation you're in, you do want to make sure that you're getting good, wholesome nutrients and nutrient-rich superfoods into your body. And that's the real value that PHP offers with our basic products, you know, like our Power Shake, like our Kamut and our barley, our rice bran solubles, our cherry juice, because these are superfoods that flood your body with nutrients without a lot of excess calories. See, most people are eating diets that are rich in calories and almost devoid of nutrients, which means that your body's constantly hungry. You know, you're looking for something else. And that's why we often reach for sugar, because it's a quick fix, but it dumps us. You know, in other words, we might feel good for a minute, but we end up feeling really rotten shortly after. That's why it's called sugar blues. And so that's the real value of what you can help people that you're talking to, whatever their issues are, that by starting to include superfoods into your diet, most people will, within hours or even a day or two, feel remarkably better because their body is getting what it's been starving for. It's very difficult to get the nutrients we need from the standard American diet, for sure, and even from a diet that is that's being watched. You know, in other words, where you're really trying to be careful and eat the best foods, that unless you have your own garden, you know, and you've got your own fruit trees where you can have fresh produce, and you know, you can got your own cow and your own chicken. It's very difficult to rely on the food source, and the main problem with that is that food is so is actually old by the time it gets into your shopping cart. We live in California, and the majority of produce that's sold in the United States is grown in the Silicon Valley area, up in the northern part of the state. And that's not Silicon Valley, Watsonville area. And when we get it, we might get it and it's 2 days old. But by the time it gets to the middle of the country, it could be 5 or 6 days. And it could be 7 or 8 days by the time it gets to the East Coast. And so even the best organic produce, which is what you want to be using, but unless you're growing it yourself, it's actually lost a lot of its nutrients by the time it ends up being eaten by you. And so that's the value that the superfoods have, in that they provide the nutrients and they're processed right at the time of growing and harvesting and juicing. So in other words, you're not getting something that's been sitting around for days before you can get to it. In other words, it's processed with the least amount of heat, the least amount of you know, doing things to it, and then put in a container so it stays stable so that then you can enjoy it and get the full nutrient value from that particular food. And so that's what the value of these products really are, is that they're giving you the nutrients that you need. So if, in fact, you decide you want to do a fast, then there's several options that are available to you. You know, there are people who just do plain barley juice for 24 hours, and they do fine with it. There's other people who will do fresh orange juice. You don't want to use canned or frozen. You want it to be fresh because otherwise it's dead. So we'll use fresh orange juice mixed 50-50 with pure water, and they'll do that a couple times a day, and they'll do the barley juice a couple times a day, and that works very well for some people. Some people do quite well just by eating nothing but fruit. That's also, you know, a type of fast. So there's lots of different ways you can go about it, but keep in mind, it should have some, you should approach it from a standpoint of not just being a cleansing opportunity, but that it does have an effect on the spiritual and emotional and mental makeup of the body, because it really does. It's quite phenomenal if you approach it the right way.
Yes, and also when you do reduce your food intake, your whole psychology about food does change. In other words, if you're not haven't got the mindset that you're on a fast, when you're hungry you want to eat food, but when you're fasting you say, no, I'm not going to eat it. So you learn that you're the more of a direct connection between your mind and your body, because you are short-circuiting the impulse to eat, and then another dynamic kicks in, which you feel, the only way to do it is to experience it, is to actually do that, and you see, I can function without food, without that feeling that I've just eaten. And that is a very much awakening and empowering experience to have. You get more free will, and you are able to think more clearly.
That's a very valuable point. And in fact, one of the best parts of it, I think, is what you just said, Nora, is that, you know, it's like when you sleep at night, and your brain is like a computer gets rebooted, and you actually feel completely refreshed in the morning. The fasting can give your physical body and your mental body that same kind of effect. And so it's really quite unique to be able to have the realization that we are living not by constantly shoving something in our mouth and eating. And I think that's a powerful realization to have, because, you know, it doesn't do any good we can read about something all we want, but the reality is have we made it our own? In other words, have we experienced it? And that is when it becomes powerful, because, you know, belief by itself and 25 cents will not get you anywhere. In other words, it's until we have a real experience, we haven't gotten to where we want to get. And I think that's the crucial thing to talk to people about, especially not only this idea of fasting, but using our products, that many times people will, once they try something and they use it for a couple of weeks and they see what it's done for them, then talking is unnecessary. In other words, the proof is in the using. There's no blind faith here involved. In other words, I've been taking this and I see that it really has helped me, and that's a phenomenal thing. And likewise, that's why it's so important that when you talk to someone about using one of our products, they really need to commit to doing it for a good month or so, because if they just do it for a few days and say, oh, I don't like this, or I do like this, and they stop doing it, well, they're not going to have the experience that they really deserve to have.
Yes, that's right. And that is an important point, that people we're used to taking a pill or a drug or something. We feel something immediately from that. You know, if you have a headache, you take a aspirin or something, and your headache goes away. Well, if you've been eating a terrible diet all your life and all of a sudden you start eating good food, it takes a while for the body to improve in health. And often these steps happen at small intervals, just increments. And while it's steady, the person may not notice or realize how much actually they are improving, because it's happening gradually and naturally. It feels so natural. But it is something that needs to be incorporated into a lifestyle, and not to just be something that, well, I have acid reflux today, so I'm going to take the green juice. Well,
yeah, I think that's a good point, Nora. And I think one of the things that really sets us apart as a company is I try and keep up with what's out there, and I notice that many of the companies that are out there selling product, that's really all they're doing is they're selling a product, and they're selling it for a specific reason, whether it's to give you energy, whether it's to detoxify you, whether it's to help you lose weight, whatever. But they are not approaching it from a standpoint of an overall lifestyle. And I think that's what makes us unique. And that's also why we are probably not, you know, $100 million strong, because the, unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that all they're interested in is the quick fix. You know, in other words, I just want this pain to go away. I just want to lose 40 pounds. And even if I gain some back, well, that's okay. I want to be able to get into this dress for this party. Well, we are a different kind of company. We are selling products that are designed to help you incorporate into your lifestyle these kind of products, along with making good lifestyle choices. It doesn't mean you can't have fun and you can't enjoy things that you're used to enjoying, but it just simply means that you become more conscious of what you're eating and the stress level that you're putting your body through and everything else that's going on, because the more conscious you are, the better you are able to make choices that really have a lot to do with your overall happiness. And that's really what we're all trying to see, because we're looking for happiness and we want to avoid pain. And by following natural law, by following the guidance that makes sense, that's just common sense, then it is easier to attain health. And that's really what we as a company are really about, is trying to help people attain health so they can be happy. So with that in mind, I think we're going to wind down. And Joel sends his regards, and he was sorry he could not make it. He was hoping he could, but apparently the funeral did not get over in time. He was going to call if he could, but he didn't. So next week, he and I will be back on, and I certainly thank Nora for joining in and pitch-hitting at a moment's notice. And,
my pleasure.
Thank you. And next week, we're going to have a very good call, and we're going to discuss stress, how to handle stress, what we need to do nutritionally for stress, and really how to put it in perspective so it doesn't cause the problems that it's causing. I mean, I cannot begin to tell you how many people, and some of you are probably listening tonight, who call in and who are dealing with incredibly difficult health issues. And a lot of times those issues are really caused in large part by stress and the effect that stress has on the physical body as well as the mental and emotional body. So we're really going to try and work on that so that we give all of us some tools. And, you know, I work on it every day too, because we live in a stress-filled world right now, and we can make choices so that we can help ourselves. So with that in mind, I really appreciate all of you joining us, and once again want to remind everyone that this call is pre-recorded. I mean, is recorded. It was live. It's now pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. It's now recorded. And it can be found on the website. I'm not sure how soon it gets on there for replay. And I believe it can actually be forwarded to other people if you want someone to listen to it. So once again, thanks a great deal for listening. And next week, Joel and I will be back, and we're going to be talking about stress. And then the week after that, which is the week after Easter, Dave and Amy will be doing the Wednesday call, the first Wednesday of the month, and they usually talk about products or promotions that are going on. So thanks again, and have a great week, the rest of it, and take good care. Keep smiling, keep happy, and God bless. Bye-bye.